Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. Happy Monday to you. Man, I hope you're off to a great start of this week. And if not, make it a great start to this week. And I'm going to tell you how we can do that. I'm going to tell you how to achieve greatness today. That's right, how to achieve greatness. To do that, I'm going to go back to one of my favorite passages and think I did it just a couple months ago. But we're starting a whole week on serving. What does it look like to be servants? Not a verb, but a noun. We're not called to be verb, we're called to be servants. And as Jesus was impressing this on the disciples the entire way, and all their time, the disciples are arguing about being the greatest, they're arguing about being number one, and Jesus goes, man, it's about serving. He brings them all the way up to that upper room, that famous Last Supper, and there is where he does his final exam, and they all failed. John chapter 13. Whether you got a Bible and you can follow with me, or you're driving your car or taking a walk or a hike, just listen to John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world and go to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now shows them the full extent of his love. You see, the evening meal was being served. The devil already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, that he had come from God, and that he was returning to God. So, and that's the cliffhanger. It's that famous Last Supper. It's that last meal. They're all in that upper room. Jesus knows God has given him all power and all authority. So, this is what he does when you have all power and authority. He got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that, he poured water into a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus said, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No way, Peter said, you're never going to wash my feet. And Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands, my head as well. And Jesus answered, look, a person who's had a bath needs only to wash their feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. You see, he knew who was going to betray him, and that's why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes. He returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked, and the room is silent. It's like crickets. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. This isn't a one-time thing. This is an example. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if, circle, highlight, underline, you do them. I've always just been mesmerized by this scene. It's the night that Rome is going to come and take him. It's that night where they're about to finish dinner, go to the garden, and he's going to be captured. It's that night where he's going to be led to a trial. He's going to go through that mock judicial system. They're going to beat him. They're going to whip him. They're going to flay his back open. They're going to nail him to a cross. This is famous last words. And more importantly, famous last actions. By the door, there's been a water pot and a towel waiting. For the last 3 years, he's been telling his followers, his disciples, this is discipleship. You serve, you serve, you serve, you serve. Every town, every village, every crowd they come to, Jesus is the one serving, serving, serving. He's not the one up there being served. There's not lines of people bringing great gifts, gold, silver to him. He's not the one being served. He's serving, he's serving. It comes down to the final exam. Not a single disciple picks up the towel or the water. So Jesus does it. The disciples are shocked. Peter's like, no way you're touching my feet. And Jesus says, I'm giving you an example. You call me teacher and Lord. And that's right. That's who I am. I'm showing you what you do with power, title, and authority. You serve others. I'm showing you what to do, knowing I've been given all authority under heaven and from God. This is what you do. And you even serve those who are at the table to betray you. And then he adds this, now you can be blessed if you do it. Oh, Christian, let me tell you this week, you will never, ever be closer to the Spirit of God than when you're serving others. And you will never, ever be farther from the Spirit of God than when you're expecting to be served. He goes, I, your teacher and Lord, have given you an example. Go serve others. Then you're going to find the Spirit. And there you're going to find blessing. We're going to spend a week on serving so you can be blessed.